When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. This change, the change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Danielle McCartney. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
It has been 15 years and a lifetime ago, doesn't it seem so? The New York Yankees are headed back to the World Series! Congratulations to the New York Yankees, the entire organization, the 200-person traveling crew, the manager, the general manager, the owner, and every single player on that roster. Hey, it is not over yet. The Yankees didn't win it yet. They have four more games to win. But man, for the first time in 15 years, the Yankees are World Series bound. This is a great early Sunday morning. And of course, I'm Danielle McCartan. Happy to be with you until 3 a.m. Alex Azarm, we are live from Lower Manhattan. Call us up, 888-808-1019. Express your enthusiasm. The Yankees are going back to the World Series. And we are live from New York. It's Sunday morning. And they've already stocked the team store at the stadium, by the way, with World Series gear. It opens at 9:30 a.m. You better set your alarms and get there. And speaking of gear, it's like the 1990s all over again. Gleyber Torres is sporting the wildly popular when I was in fifth grade frosted tips, highlights in his hair. And I just assumed that the bringing back of the turtlenecks, or really mock necks, I thought those were just a reprint of the originals, and Justin Shackle tweeted that those were the actual ones that were found in storage from the 90s. I mean, man, whatever works, because we all know what happened in those years. So it is set, man. Game one, the ace, Gerrit Cole on the mound on Friday, October 25th, on Juan Soto's birthday, by the way. Location to be determined. Time to be determined. Opponent to be determined. But we take a moment to reflect upon and think about the adversity the Yankees have overcome this season to get this far, to become American League champions, to represent the American League in the World Series. You look at Trevino and Loaisiga, two of the Yankees' best relievers down for the season before it even really got going. Gerrit Cole didn't make his first start until June 19th. Anthony Rizzo, I calculated it, played in just 57% of regular season games this year. He came back, he got hurt again, and we're not talking about, you know, soft tissue injury. The guy broke bones. In his arm, in his hand, in his fingers, whatever. Came back, got hurt again, and missed the whole ALDS. And he called his fingers ahead of tonight's game. This is the quote, not healed. Then, fast forward a little bit, Clay Holmes lost his closer role late this summer. The bullpen was in complete flux. And I know I'm missing some things, but you get the idea. You've been along for the ride, too. A ride that started, really, as soon as the final pitch of last season ended. So, you understand. Oh, and don't forget, while we're at it, the fire Cashman and fire Boone calls I took all season long. If you dare call me up with that tonight, you're getting cut off immediately. Fair warning. Brian Cashman pushed the right buttons. And most notably, bringing in Juan Soto this winter. And Jazz Chisholm Jr. at the trade deadline. Those were the big moves. Supplemented by minor ones, too. I mean, where did Cousins come from? Guy was electric. Electric in this series. But I really wanted to fast forward and talk about Giancarlo Stanton. The ALCS MVP. Who Bob Costas wrote his eulogy every time he got stepped into the box, got on base, he doesn't run well at all. He's the slowest guy on the team. Whatever else he said, he might as well just retire. And I just added that last one. It'd been very, very hard to listen to Bob Costas. I know he's a legend, but man, that was hard. Giancarlo Stanton turns into postseason Superman, damn it. And at the start of this series, he was 13-1 to win the ALCS MVP. Entering the game tonight or earlier, he was the favorite at plus 110. And he was the deserving winner. I know Soto had the shot heard round the world. The legend, the instant Yankee classic highlight. But without Giancarlo Stanton, there is no Soto mixtape. Highlight reel, whatever you want to call it. Stanton has been nothing but consistent, nothing but Superman in the postseason for the Yankees this year. And now he's moved into fourth all time on the list of postseason home runs in Yankee history. Think about that. The amount of legends that have worn the Yankee uniform and won World Series with the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton's fourth on that list of home runs in Yankees history. It's Bernie, it's Jeter, three is Mantle, four is Stanton, and then Judge right behind him. This entire postseason, Giancarlo Stanton has hit 300, just about. And then you look at the combo of Soto, Judge, and Stanton. That gives opposing pitchers nightmares. No one's ever told me that, but I just assume, I know I would have nightmares. 14 for 55 with 9 home runs, 19 RBI, and they account for almost 80% of all Yankee RBIs, runs batted in, RBI, this series. Giancarlo Stanton, no fear! Superman Stanton, Thursday versus Class A, top 8, 3-3 tie. 1-2 mistake pitch. He took it and drilled it over the fence to right center. Home run, 4-3. How monumental was that? Tonight, or, you know, I mean, think about it. Judge had just grounded in to a double play. Okay? It looked bleak. Torres was on third. Judge, you're waiting for the real big hit. The quintessential Yankee moment from Judge, in my opinion, hasn't happened yet. But luckily, he's got a World Series to define that. But Judge had just grounded into a double play. Stanton stepped into the box, having struck out 2 times already. And he worked the count from 0-2 to 3-2 against one of the best pitchers in the game, man. And he launched an 83-mile-an-hour slider 10 rows deep into the cheap seats at a head-splitting 117 miles per hour. And 446 feet later, the New York Yankees were in business. That was the changing of the tide of this game. Because through this point, it looked fairly bleak. Especially in that first inning. Bases loaded. Before the bases got loaded, they sent Gleyber Torres around. Got thrown out at the plate. It was too aggressive for my liking in the beginning. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because it never ended up really catching up to them because they ended up winning the game. But back to Stanton. I mean, you rip his jersey off in one of those moments, and there's a Superman logo on his chest. No doubt. Congratulations, Giancarlo Stanton, ALCS MVP. Then Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman, they were interviewed on the stage immediately. After the game, both of them. The Yankees fans in attendance? It did not go unnoticed. I know Ben in Brooklyn said he was at the game tonight. We're going to kick off with him in a second. But it did not go unnoticed that the Yankee fans in attendance were chanting. And you couldn't help it. Like, listening to it on the broadcast and the headphones here in the studio and on your radios and your listening devices, the Yankee fans that stayed behind were chanting, "Re-sign Soto! Re-sign Soto!" As Brian Cashman was speaking, you know they all heard it too. Juan Soto has reached base safely in 20 straight postseason games. Soto and Torres, the 1-2 punch at the top of that order, both in their free agent years in this series. against the Guardians. Finished 13 for 16 with four walks. And of course, the home run. Duh. And I mean, Gleyber Torres, when he leads off an inning, he's got an almost 800 on base percentage. But back to Soto. What is he worth? I know Jazz Chisholm Jr. told Meredith after the game, $700 million. And Susan said he was dancing salsa in the dugout while popping champagne. He's going to be dancing all the way to the World Series and all the way to the bank, man. But he's going nowhere. I'll tell you that right now. Soto is going nowhere. And there was a line he told Susan. We don't feel like teammates. We really feel like family. That's the key. That was the mastermind, Brian Cashman, in bringing Soto in on this, you know, expiring deal, one-year deal with no guarantee for next year. That was the deal. Make him fall in love with the Bronx. And you know what? That quote right there tells me he has. So what's he worth? Honestly, whatever he wants. I mean, on it, like really, whatever he wants. Slide him a blank check across the table with a pen and let him fill it in and sign it. That is how important and that is how integral Juan Soto is to this Yankees team. Just think about how many times they've come up short in recent memory. And I'm going back to, 2017 with the Joe Girardi team? Who was the guy who got them over the hump and put them on his back and took the Yankees to the World Series? That man is Juan Soto. What is that worth? To me, anything he wants. Four road wins this postseason for this Yankees team. Guess what? In 2009, they also had four road wins. You know what happened in 2009, don't you? It wasn't that long ago that you can remember what happened in 2009, although 15 years feels certainly like a lifetime. So the question now is, will it be a Subway Series with the New York Mets? Or will it be the California Dreamin' Dodgers? Either way, the Yankees are in a great spot. They've got days upon days of rest. They can rest. They can reset everything. Whereas the Dodgers and the Mets, they're still going to be slugging it out. Game 6, later tonight, Sunday night. Possibly a Game 7 on Monday. And the Yankees? Well, they're going to have their fuzzy socks on, and they're going to be watching very comfortably on their couches, like the rest of us. Oh, and location-wise, the team with the better regular season record gets home field advantage in games 1 and 2, and then 6 and 7, of course, if necessary. So for the Yankees, if it's the Dodgers, this series is going to start in L.A. again on Friday, Juan Soto's birthday. Happy birthday, Juan Soto. What a gift. And if it's the Mets, the series is going to start at Yankee Stadium also on next Friday night, October 25th. I know where I'm going to be. Where are you going to be? 888-808-1019. Hopefully, picking up the phone and calling me up. Let's enjoy this one together tonight, shall we? Again, 888-808-1019. Ben in Brooklyn was at the game tonight in Cleveland. Ben, what was it like? What was the experience? And are you on your way home or are you staying over?
It's a long story. I won't bore you with, but I live in Youngstown, Ohio now, but Brooklyn forever. That was the greatest game of my life, Danielle, that I've ever been to. Most excruciating game for most of it, I'm sure it was back in New York. But, you know, credit to the bullpen, that Jake Cousins inning, credit to everyone. And, you know, it's easy to say now, but from where I was, that Soto, you know, I know on the broadcast there was some question, did he get all of it? He stayed in the box. That ball was never going to be playable. That ball was always reaching for the fence. Mm. It was the most exciting thing I have ever seen.
Where were you sitting?
I was between first and third, all the way up. So that's why it just kept carrying from my angle. Yeah. You know, it just kept going and going, and you could tell the center fielder, the outfielder,
yep,
wasn't sure what play he was going to make on it. And, you know, the crowd knew. The Cleveland, you could just hear the wind sucked out. And, you know, I do feel bad for the Cleveland fans. They have to go watch the Browns play tomorrow. It must be tough. But there's just something about this team where in other years, you know, next guy up, you're not really sure. But every foul pitch that Soto made, everyone in the stadium felt knew it was just a matter of time until he connected and hit safely. What a game.
Now, were you chanting "Resign Soto"? Do you think they heard it?
I was chanting it, and I don't know. That's the other thing, Danielle. I don't know if they showed it on the broadcast. I know they showed the first base side. There were fans at every level, at every railing, all around the stadium. It was all pinstripes afterwards. I was chanting it. If Brian Cashman didn't hear it, then he needs to get his ears checked because it was crystal, crystal clear.
Good. Loud and clear. Well, Ben, thanks for checking in, you know, for hanging in through the post game, and I'm so happy that you got to witness that tonight. It really good. Thanks for kicking my show off tonight.
Happy for all of us, Danielle. Happy for all of us. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks for making it, Ben. See that? That's awesome. Way to kick off the show here. And by the way, Giancarlo Stanton at Juan Soto, on Juan Soto, he said, we need him to stay. He's going to stay. We need to bring it home, and then we'll also... and then we'll bring him home also. You love to. That's what you love to hear. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Marty in Westchester. What's up there, Marty?
Yes, good morning, Danielle. This is a very special night for Yankee fans. It's a long time in coming, but it's exciting. It's exhilarating. It's very emotional. And I have to give... well, it was a total team effort, but you really have to give Gleyber Torres a lot of credit. He turned the season around when he was put into the leadoff spot.
Yep.
Give a lot of credit to Anthony Rizzo, who's playing with two fractured fingers. He's gutting it out. And Giancarlo Stanton, what can I say? He's the modern-day Mr. October. No Yankee fan can ever criticize this man again.
Yeah, he is.
He has a special place in Yankee lore.
That's right. And you know what? With that, Giancarlo Stanton has completely and totally shut everybody up. There are no more calls about slandering Giancarlo Stanton allowed on this radio station. No more.
Absolutely. He's had a special postseason, and he's had very good postseasons in the past for the Yankees. So he really comes through this time of year. That's what's important.
That's right.
And, you know, and the pitching staff, I mean, the starting rotation was terrific. The bullpen really turned it around a lot of portion of the season. A total team effort.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
And I can't wait for the World Series. No matter who they play, whether it be the Dodgers or the Mets, it's going to be a special World Series.
Yes, in fact, it is. Marty, thanks for the call there. I appreciate that. And you know, a group of guys that don't get a lot of props, whatever, the bullpen. Tonight, when Rodon came out, it was a combination of four different guys. Leiter, Hill, Cousins, Weaver. Guess how many runs they had given up? Guess how many? Come on, tell me. Zero. 888-808-1019. A total team effort. Gets the Yankees, propels the Yankees to the World Series for the first time in 15 years and a lifetime ago.